You're on Texas Standard Time.
Every year, thousands of veterans benefit from the so-called post-9/11 GI Bill. It helps them attend college by paying for tuition and living costs. The original GI Bill was credited with lifting many, many families into the middle class after World War II. Well, you know, Texas likes to be different and all, so we've got a similar version of the bill. It's called the Hazelwood Act, and the Texas comptroller, that's the man with the state's checkbook, Glenn Hager, says the act is too pricey. Controller Hager, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Great to be with you today.
So why is the Hazelwood Act so expensive?
Well, this is an act that goes back to 1943, and in fact, the first benefits to veterans in Texas goes all the way back to 1923. Essentially, what's happened over time is, one, Texas population is growing and getting larger. Number two, tuition has been going up at universities of a larger pace than really cost and inflation has seen over the course of the last couple of decades. And then three, the biggest driver is that several years ago, the legislature expanded the opportunity to pass those benefits on from living veterans to their children.
So you're saying that right now the schools are pretty frustrated because they're having to pay much more than they used to for the tuition.
That's really where, at least in the last several legislative sessions, the discussion has been. Just to kind of put it in perspective, back in 2009, the Hazelwood exemption, that was roughly a price tag of about $24.6 million. And in 2015, that had risen up to almost $178 million. And really,
wow.
Because of over the course of the time, the legislature has given an amount of money that can be appropriated to the universities to cover this cost, but that has not gone up as those numbers has risen, at least over that course of time. It's been a seven-time fold, or essentially over 600% increase. So really what you hear is it's from the university systems that are boring that brunt because there's not a large enough appropriation to cover it.
Okay, but in a world where we haven't always treated the folks who are serving in our military very well or right, does Texas really want to be the state that does away with a benefit for veterans and their families?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I just finished off here last month. I finished up a tour of our 15 military installations here across the state of Texas and talking about what their economic value is and then also really what their strategic value is. It's interesting to know that Texas is the only state that provides this benefit to our veterans. This is something that the legislature struggled with a little bit last legislative session, and my role as the chief financial officer for the state of Texas, you know, one of my constitutional duties is to essentially keep the taxpayers, the public, the legislature informed of what the economic condition is of the state and also what the revenues coming into the state treasury. And part of that, we put out what's called fiscal notes, articles, a couple articles every so many months, just to highlight what are some of the issues the legislature may face next session. And this is one that's a policy question that the legislature is either going to need to, in essence, over time, appropriate more dollars to cover this expense for universities or however they want to handle it. You know, I'm not the policymaker, they're the policymakers, but it's important that we highlight these issues and make sure that everybody's aware of them.
So you're not saying we should get rid of it or we should defund it. You're saying this is an issue and it's a growing price tag and we need to address it. So if the universities don't pay for this, what is going to happen to the veterans who are coming back from serving time and trying to go to school and their kids?
Well, the fact is the cost is going to be covered. I mean, this is a guarantee, as the law is today, that as a veteran or the child of a veteran, you can receive up to 150 credit hours at a university. It's covered, it's free, period. So therefore, it's covered. Just the question is who's going to be covering that cost? And to put it in perspective, there were about 660 people that took advantage of this opportunity in the year 2010. In 2015, last year, that had risen up to about 2,100 individuals. And it's estimated that somewhere in the year 2019, just a few years away, that number would probably grow to about 50 or 60,000 individuals.
Glenn Hager is the controller of Texas. Thanks so much for your time.
Great to be with you today.